I was recording till the lights were still off. I'm like, it is six.
We're good to go?
Yep.
All right, good enough. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order then. All right, we'll just do a quick roll call and then we'll call the citizens' comments. So go ahead and start down there with use, whoever wants to go first.
Gasky here.
Juhas here.
Nedweski here.
Abigail Moslick here.
Okay, Brian Thomas.
John Poole here.
Zach Stock here.
Okay, all righty, and Andy Berg emailed and he's excused from this meeting today. Is there any citizens' comments? Let's go ahead and grab a seat right at the end there. Yeah, it just
not even worth sitting down for. Basically,
yeah, I just need you to state your name and your address for us for the record.
Name is George Arf, A-R-F. Address is 7801 88th Avenue, Pleasant Prairie.
Thank you.
And I'm just basically asking a question about the Second Amendment Sanctuary State Referendum. I'm assuming.
While you're pausing there, just so you know, we're not able to answer any questions during this section. Just so you know.
Okay. Yeah.
We might answer it in a discussion during the meeting, but we're not.
Okay. My question basically is, what is going to be on the referendum, and is it going to be questions? Should the Wisconsin State Legislature declare the state of Wisconsin to be a Second Amendment sanctuary state with nothing else surrounding it? I realize that it's difficult to put more than a one-line thing on a ballot, but I think there's a lot more needs to be said about why, same as when the Second Amendment Sanctuary County came up. It sounded like, oh my God, we're gonna take away your guns. Nobody has taken away any guns in 243 years. So, you know, it's nice to know when this is happening or why this is happening. And secondly, few of the issues that are running through here that are causing so much divisiveness with the citizenry is they're all being snuck in here. Nobody's asking whether we agree with this or whether we don't agree. This at least gives us a yes, I agree, yes, I don't agree. But the reason I want to know what's going on is because if it's just going to be this one line, I need to get out there and start making some noise about why the Second Amendment Sanctuary seems to be necessary. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Any other citizens' comments?
He said it all.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll close citizens' comments. All right. Just like in the previous meeting, we don't have any very much on the agenda. I didn't know what actually this was supposed to be on the previous agenda, this one main topic, and we didn't quite get to that. So I didn't add anything to this agenda, not knowing what to expect exactly as far as citizens' comments or discussion and those types of things. So I don't have anything to report. So I don't know if anyone else has anything to report at this time. No? Okay. All right, did anyone get any communication and anything else that needs to be brought up outside of a report from anybody?
Just to make a comment on this resolution and on the two resolutions we passed last time. I know that there's been a lot of feedback from the public on these topics, and I wanted to let people who are in attendance know that in my district I reached out to over 50 people by telephone and spoke to people in person at length on this matter, and that email is not the only way that we communicate with our constituency. In my district, it was really about an 80-20 split in terms of in favor of all three. So this resolution included with the two that were already passed, I just just want to put that out there, that it's not being snuck in. I'm reaching out to my constituents.
Okay. All right. So we, those that have read the minutes, I think hopefully everybody has their, any questions on the minutes, corrections?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Minutes are approved as submitted. Okay. So the next item on here would be the resolution to conduct a countywide advisory referendum on making the state of Wisconsin a Second Amendment sanctuary. John, if you want to speak to that, if you're one of the co-sponsors.
I think this goes along with the resolution we had last month, just showing the support for the Second Amendment in the state. And so I think everybody's probably read exactly what it is there. So this is to show support. This isn't, you know, not to say that it's going to be a law or anything. It's to show support. And that's what we want we're asking our constituents. Do you support this? That's what everybody's asking at our county board meetings. We don't think there's support for it. Well, let's have this and let's see where the support is.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Any other comments, questions for John? Yep, go ahead.
I have a question for John, so through the chair to Supervisor Poole. Supervisor Poole, could you just give us, you know, a definition? I mean, you're one of the proposers of this. Could you give us a definition of what would you say a Second Amendment sanctuary is?
That's where we ask the chief law enforcement officer of the state or of the county or whatever to not infringe on the Second Amendment. That's basically what it is. Okay. It's just a request. It's not law, it's a request.
So were this to pass, then based upon your definition, we as a county board, we as Kenosha County, excuse me, would be requesting that the law enforcement not enforce gun regulations.
Any unconstitutional regulations.
Okay. And who, then along those lines, who determines what's constitutional and unconstitutional?
I yield to.
I through the chair, in response. The resolution is to put a question on the ballot. Mm-hmm. It's not to do anything other than put a question on the ballot. It doesn't enforce it. It should the result of the referendum vote go one way or another, we take it from there, what we're going to do with the response. But this resolution simply says we are going to put this question on the ballot. Should the Wisconsin State Legislature declare the state of Wisconsin be a Second Amendment sanctuary state? That's all it does. It's a survey, you know?
Yep. Thank you, Supervisor Nedweski. But I'm going to redirect back to Supervisor Poole as one of the supporters, proposers of this. Obviously, I understand this is simply a question. My question is, if this resolution were to pass Kenosha County, if a majority of voters were to pass this, then what does that mean is my question. What does it mean? So you answered that we would ask the law enforcement not to enforce unconstitutional gun laws. And then my question was, well, what is an unconstitutional gun law? So this is all directly related to this, because I'm asking, if this passes, I want to know what the ultimate ramifications of it would be in your perspective. Or I'd be happy, you know, for Supervisor Decker to obviously chime in as well.
Supervisor Poole was mistaken. This is not asking law enforcement to not enforce laws. This will ask the state legislature to declare Wisconsin a Second Amendment sanctuary state. That is all the resolution does.
Okay.
If it passes, we will send that to the legislature for them to take it under advisement. The state legislature has already passed that law,
right,
except the governor vetoed it. That is all it does. It doesn't tell We're not telling them what a Second Amendment sanctuary state is. We're not telling what laws are unconstitutional. It is just telling them, if it passes, our constituents, the citizens of the Kenosha County, would like the state of Wisconsin to declare ourselves a Second Amendment sanctuary state. That's all it does.
Okay, thank you. That's a helpful clarification. Supervisor Decker, would you, you know, from your perspective, would you help define what is Second Amendment sanctuary?
I don't need to, because that's not in the resolution. That's not germane to the resolution.
Well,
you brought this up at the last meeting, and it was not germane to the county board meeting. It's almost as if you aren't reading the resolution and actually the words. You're trying to nitpick and ask questions to get us in gotcha questions. And that's why I'm not answering, because it is not in the resolution.
I could propose that Kenosha County have a resolution that declares that Kenosha County is a yellow county. Well, then somebody would say, well, Daniel, what does a yellow county mean? And I'd say, well, I don't have to answer what a yellow county means. All it means is that Kenosha County is a yellow county, but I don't have to tell you what that means. That's silly. Supervisor Decker, Supervisor Poole, you're putting these things forward. Tell us what your purpose is. Tell us what it is that your intention is. Tell us what your desire is. Help us understand.
It's to respect the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment sanctuary states, we already have 10 in the country. Idaho, Montana, Missouri, West Virginia, Arizona, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, South Carolina, and West Virginia. We would simply join those. We would be the 11th state.
Okay, I think that answers my questions. Thank you, Mr. Chair. No,
thank you. Anyone else have any discussion?
Supervisor Poole, can you tell me how many other counties in Wisconsin have supported a Second Amendment resolution to the state?
After we passed it, it's 22.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make a comment here saying that I think this is a great idea to survey the citizens of Kenosha County, the voters, you know, yes or no, whatever the result may be, we get a more accurate view of where they stand on it. And whether you're for or against the state being a Second Amendment sanctuary state, or the county for that matter, this is an excellent opportunity to get an idea of what the people want. And I thank you for bringing it forward.
Any other discussion?
Through the chair to Supervisor Decker, or maybe Corporation Council, I'm not sure. Is it possible in the question that is in the end put on the ballot to have preface, as far as my thought is the whereas, where it says, whereas the citizens of Kenosha County are concerned about the passage of any bill containing language which could be interpreted as infringing the rights of the citizens of Kenosha County to keep and bear arms.
You have to ask Corporation Council.
Okay, so through the chair, Corporation Council.
There's a limit.
Yeah, the question that would appear on the ballot, the question that would appear on the ballot is the question that is stated in the resolution. So should the Wisconsin State Legislature declare the state of Wisconsin to be a Second Amendment sanctuary state? If the board were to pass this and it was to be placed on the November ballot, it's my responsibility in working with the clerk's office to provide a brief, keyword being brief, because every word costs money, which is tough for a lawyer, by the way, to be brief. Old joke that we're the only profession that would write a 50-page document and call it brief.
Exactly.
But in any event, it's my office's responsibility to provide a short explanation as to what the question means and what a yes or no vote would mean.
And would that could you give us an idea of what that would look like? Just for sake of clarity, obviously, the citizens we heard from tonight have questions. I'm sure more people that come to the ballot box would have questions as well. Do you have any idea of what that would look like as far as explaining what this
I can't say definitively because I'd obviously take some time to write it up, but I suspect that it would be something along the lines of indicating that this would be forwarded to the state legislature for their review and consideration. You know, would not have a direct impact on any existing or pending legislation.
I know what, and but you wouldn't have that wording until after this is passed.
I generally don't prepare that information until afterwards.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. All
right. Any other discussion? Can I have a motion to close discussion?
I'll actually just make one more brief comment.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Fine. All right. So. It's probably not a surprise, but I'm not planning to vote in favor of this, and I just want to explain why. Similar to my thought process a couple of weeks ago about just having concerns about any sanctuary type proposal, whether it's a gun sanctuary, immigration sanctuary, you know, any type of sanctuary proposal. To me, I think that's the idea of it's short-circuiting good government. It's short-circuiting good government. Again, we're a legislative body. It's not us. It's not up to us to decide or to encourage or to try to influence who decides what is or isn't constitutional. You know, we have the executive branch, judicial branch, legislative branch. We have different levels of government: federal, state, county, municipal. And so, any type of sanctuary legislation, in my opinion, is short-circuiting the system that we have in place. And so even though generally speaking, I am in favor I'm drawing a blank here, of putting referendums on the ballot and hearing from the people, generally speaking, I am. I just can't be in favor of asking our citizens whether or not they want to short circuit the government. And so that's why I'll be voting against this tonight. Thank you.
Any other comments or discussion? Entertain a motion to close.
Mr. Chairman, if I can advise,
oh, yeah,
you don't really need a motion to close if no one else is looking speak. However, no one yet has actually moved to the resolution, so there is no motion on the table to vote on.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. I don't have anything else on here. I guess I would just, is there anything going forward, whether you've been, something that you've been thinking of or something that you want to give some thought that we can put on the next agenda, something we can start working towards? I don't know what that might be for each of you, but give that some thought. I would say if we don't have anything, go ahead.
We talked early on about having some guests, maybe
right.
Some legislators, or maybe the county executive, having been a former legislator, come down and provide some insight as to how the county board can interact with the state legislature.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to meet some of those people and have their perspective on that relationship.
You know what might be interesting, and only because it piggybacks sort of a little on that of trying to understand stuff, is that I had a meeting with the mayor and the city administrator yesterday to try to understand why their referendum, the TIDs, their capital budget, their CIP budget, all that kind of stuff. It's interesting, the formulas, and it sort of goes along with Supervisor Uhouse and the joint services and how everything is funded and those type of things. So. If we can find someone to talk, if there's a given subject that you guys are interested, let me know by this Friday. Just send me an email or give me a call or a text, and I'll see who can line up in that regard. And we can go from there. So, all right. So I don't have anything else. Anyone else?
Yeah. Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, since we're in a casual manner, now Dan is buying, since we have another meeting, it starts until 7:30.
Where should we meet?
You're the closest.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Do I need to?
Common mistake.
Do I need to sign that?
Oh, yes. Did you not get it?
No.
I think.
Thank you all. I guess this makes up for the last one. On average, it was